Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, breaking news. Pete Hegseth has gotten himself into a lot of trouble over the past few weeks, and he thought he was going to get away with it. He thought that we weren't going to notice because of the Epstein files taking over the headlines and people focusing on the big ugly bill. Rightfully so. We will continue to cover all of these other important stories, but Pete Hegseth is not getting off that easy. He has done multiple things throughout this entire presidency that are disgusting and are now coming back to haunt him. For example, the investigation into the Signalgate leak just recently concluded, and we learned something terrifying about it. Even beyond that, we're also learning that Pete Hegseth was using lie detector tests like he was running a Fox News Hunger Games, and the Trump White House had to step in and say, you have to stop running lie detector tests on all of these people. He's also stopping the promotion of other generals. There's a huge mess going on underneath Pete Hegseth, and this is what I'm beginning to realize. We are watching the highest levels of the United States government operate, not like a 21st century democracy, but like a paranoid war council in a crumbling empire. It's like the last scene of the bad guys in the Star Wars movie when they're all paranoid and you know, lie detector testing each other and freaking out. At the heart of it, we can find Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who was plucked straight off of Fox News. Multiple people reported that he had an alcohol addiction, but apparently he still became the Defense Secretary because Republicans in Congress can't help but to confirm anybody who Donald Trump picks. So, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who has reportedly been demanding polygraph tests from career officials in the Pentagon, not because of any specific evidence, but because of personal dislike, is now getting in trouble. So, just think about this. Pete Hegseth doesn't have career experience in the Pentagon or in the government. He comes in randomly, and within his first 5 or 6 months, he is doing polygraph tests on career professionals. Let's start off with that story, and then we'll go on and talk about the Signalgate leak bombshell that just dropped. Make sure you subscribe to the Atomocra feed below if you like the pro-democracy debates and the breaking news. Thank you. This says, Pentagon ends lie detector sweep as Hegseth faces leak probe. The Trump admin quietly scrapped a sweeping lie detector program inside the Pentagon this spring, just weeks after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth launched it to root out leaks, and just as he was facing one himself. This is like the paranoia of the Trump admin wrapped up perfectly. Pete Hegseth was responsible for a devastating leak right before we struck the Houthis to Jeffrey Goldberg and other non-government officials, and now he's doing some paranoid sweep for a leak. According to the Washington Post, the Pentagon began administering polygraph tests to top military officers, staffers, and even Trump allies on a hunt for national security leaks. I'm just picturing Pete Hegseth like coked out of his mind trying to find anybody that will fess up to anything for no reason. Have you guys seen Dr. Strangelove, the Stanley Kubrick movie? I feel like that's Pete Hegseth right now. The plan stemmed from a memo by Pete Hegseth's then-chief of staff, Joe Casper, who wanted every possible lead. I want to play for you this video of Pete Hegseth contradicting himself on the stand, but let me lay the groundwork first. This reads, breaking news. Pete Hegseth perjured himself, should be investigated and removed from his post immediately, and maybe violated the Espionage Act by lying to Congress. He copy-pasted an email that was labeled secret into an unclassified iPhone app after claiming under oath that it wasn't secret. Hegseth's signal messages came from email classified secret, Watchdog told. The revelation contradicts the Trump administration's longstanding claim that no classified information was shared by the Defense Secretary's account during the Signalgate scandal. So Pete Hegseth went on the stand and claimed that he didn't share anything that was secretive, when the email was titled secret.
Top headlines now. The Pentagon's watchdog has reportedly received evidence that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's signal messages that previewed U.S. strikes in Yemen came from an email that was marked secret, no foreign. According to the Post, the secret designation means the information was classified at a level in which unauthorized disclosure could be expected to cause serious damage to national security.
We're going to get a report in a few days from the DOD Inspector General. And if the DOD Inspector General finds what is pretty obvious, both to you smiling there in the witness seat and to all of us up here, that the information was, in fact, classified, do you plan to take any accountability for that?
As I pointed out at the time...
You said that accountability is back. Does that not apply to you?
As I said at the time, Congressman, there were no names, targets, locations, units, routes, sources, methods, no classified information.
I'm sorry, Trump supporters, but you should be embarrassed. I know some Trump supporters watch these videos and comment on these videos. You should be embarrassed by the people that Trump puts around him, the inexperienced sycophants that Trump places around him. For example, Pete Hegseth sent war plans before we struck the Houthis into a group chat that was unsecure on Signal because somebody had added Atlantic reporter Jeffrey Goldberg. Now, the entire administration scrambled. They were tripping over themselves to claim that it wasn't classified, it wasn't secretive, but it was labeled secret, we are now learning, and it was the exact time, date, and location of airstrikes against our enemies. That is necessarily secretive and could put U.S. personnel at risk, but nobody was held accountable, and now it's leading to an even bigger downfall. And here we have a news story that reads, a clash over promotion puts Hegseth at odds with his generals. This one is interesting. Dan Lamothe, a reporter from the Washington Post, says, can confirm the New York Times report today that Lieutenant General Douglas Sims, the director of the Joint Staff, had a promotion to four-star general seemingly secured, then scrapped by Hegseth over pure paranoia. Fred Wellman says, utterly ridiculous. Hegseth is running a half-assed fraternity house and not a military. Let me go back to what I said. We are watching the highest levels of our government operate like a paranoid war council in a crumbling empire. It's not even a joke anymore. Our Secretary of Defense is driven by emotion, political vendetta, and inexperience, not strategic thinking whatsoever. And it's not behavior happening in a vacuum. It reflects the broader mindset of everybody in the administration. It's primitive. I feel like primitive is the perfect word. It's erratic. It's something that we would see in 1522. It's like a loyalty test from hundreds of years ago. Let's read this article that says, suspicions about leaks and a mistrust of senior military officers have defined much of the defense secretary's first 6 months on the job. And really quickly, listen to this. Did you guys know that Trump's new big ugly bill makes ICE the highest funded U.S. law enforcement agency? Well, most right-wing sources are not reporting on the facts of the bill. For example, American Faith, this right-wing news source, only reports this as Trump's deportation plan boosts American jobs. That's one way to put it when farmers are complaining about all of their workers disappearing, but other news sources that are more local actually report on the economic harm. So Arizona PBS reports, Trump's mega bill immigration provisions could add $1 trillion to the national debt. Those are two completely different interpretations based on the biases of the news source. That's why I'm lucky to partner with Ground News. They make it so much easier to get perspective on these important stories by pulling all of the sources into one easy feed to show each source's political bias, their credibility, and the news that is not being covered. I mean, some news, like the one on screen, is being covered 56% by left-leaning sources and only 20% by right-leaning sources. So if you want a more thorough view, click the top link in the description to get 40% off the same Vantage plan I use. That is $5 a month for unlimited access by going to ground.news/AM. The link will be right below the video. Just go click it right below or click the QR code on screen. I want to say thank you to Ground News and thank you to you all. In the spring, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth decided not to promote a senior Army officer who had led troops over five tours in Afghanistan and Iraq because Mr. Hegseth suspected, without evidence, that the officer leaked sensitive information to news media, according to three people with knowledge of the matter. When Lieutenant General Douglas A. Sims II was cleared of the allegations, Mr. Hegseth briefly agreed to promote him, only to change course again earlier this month, the official said. This time, Hegseth maintained that the senior officer was too close to General Mark Milley, a former chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, whom Donald Trump had accused of disloyalty. That is because General Mark Milley said that Donald Trump essentially was a wannabe dictator, and he was just a normal general. Mr. Hegseth's sudden reversal prompted a rare intervention from General Dan Kane, the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He urged Hegseth to consider, said the officials, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss internal deliberations, likely because they're scared of Hegseth raining hellfire on them. So even General Dan Kane, somebody who is sympathetic to Donald Trump and Hegseth and sympathetic to all of these new stooges, is sitting him down and saying, dude, you are way too paranoid. This administration, the entire admin, is hell-bent on resurrecting the worst impulses of human governance. It's going beyond rejecting modern norms at this point. They despise modern norms, and they rely more on primitive urges rather than institutional knowledge. They think that institutional knowledge is suspicious, and it's betrayal. That's why they're sitting down all of these institutional generals and doing lie detector tests on them, which is disgusting. Mr. Hegseth met with General Sims one final time, but refused to budge. General Sims is expected to retire in the coming months after 34 years of military experience, officials said. Through a spokesman, General Sims and Kane declined to comment. A Pentagon spokesman declined to comment on Mr. Hegseth's role. Why is this important? It feeds into the overall message that, number one, Pete Hegseth cannot stop leaking stuff and then lying about it. Number two, he's also weirdly paranoid about other people leaking things. And number three, he's primitive and erratic. Watch this clip of him just snapping on the media for no reason after an Iran strike that they claimed was successful. So imagine this. The administration, after claiming they're not going to start any new wars, then gets pulled into a little quagmire with Iran, strikes Iran, claims it was incredibly successful, but so successful that Pete Hegseth has to come out and throw a temper tantrum on the media. Remember, at the time, Pete Hegseth was mad because the Trump admin had blocked him out from any decision-making because nobody actually trusts him.
Because you, and I mean specifically you, the press, specifically you, the press corps, because you cheer against Trump so hard, it's like in your DNA and in your blood to cheer against Trump, because you want him not to be successful so bad, you have to cheer against the efficacy of these strikes. You have to hope maybe they weren't effective. Maybe the way the Trump administration has represented them isn't true. So let's take half-truths, spun information, leaked information, and then spin it. Spin it in every way we can to try to cause doubt and manipulate the mind, the public mind, over whether or not our brave pilots were successful. How many stories have been written about how hard it is to
This guy is childish. He's throwing a tantrum. You know, my mom studied leadership psychology. My mom had me when she was a very young age. She was 15 years old, but she ended up getting her PhD while raising me in industrial organizational psychology. It's a wild story, and I'll make a video about it someday. I'll sit down and talk to my mom. But industrial organizational psychology is the study of leadership and how to create good leaders. The more I watch Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody, I just think they are not good leaders, immature, childish leaders. Pete Hegseth in particular, as I'm making this video, just seems like somebody who, again, relies on the most primitive urges possible and rejects data, diplomacy, well-thought-out moves, and prioritizes erratic, impulsive, primitive moves that are more focused on control and short-term victories. He's wrapped in this weird hyper-masculine fantasy of like medieval order where he can sit everyone down in separate rooms and then polygraph them and then come out on top. But that's not strong leadership. That is paranoia. It is a collapse of professionalism, and everything that my mom just taught me or learned goes against the grain of what Donald Trump does. You lead with empathy, you lead by example, and you lead by making people feel valued, not by going on crazy tantrums and rejecting institutional knowledge. In fact, you lean on institutional knowledge. That's strength. And I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos that we make, Be sure to drop a like below. Be sure to subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. The last video I made, we actually hit boots on the ground at a Chicago rally where we talked to union workers, we talked to people, and I reported back to you guys. So make sure you go check out the last video we made. We actually went to a local organizing event, and it was very inspiring. I really appreciate it. So go check that out. I'll see you on the next one, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.